Let's give them something to talk about. I see the energy running out. I got a planet to run around. Okay, okay. You ain't do nothing but run your mouth.
Did you like that t-shirt you had?
Well, what's
I want to wear that t. I want to buy that t-shirt. I'm gonna make.
What's funny is that that's actually pretty much the one that we have.
Oh, t-shirt. Put the banner back up.
Pretty much the one that we have. It's
that's not an existing t-shirt. I
oh,
made.
You put
that. No, he threw it on there, dude. But it's pretty spot on.
Yeah. So I took the shirt that he had, which is that is such a badass photo. And I was like, I was trying to use something different than what everybody else used because everybody else used that picture. But that is a really good picture.
No, I saw that. I was like, oh man, that's dope. And it is just about there too. There's a little it's a little different, but right there.
What I just Jamie Lee knows is one of my kind of like fun passions with CrossFit, my Diablo CrossFit, is I enjoy making like logos and shit and shirt designs and stuff. I'll spend hours doing that. That's how I kind of get away from stuff. And so when I was looking for your picture, I want a different picture. I pull a pup picture. I'm like, okay, there's some really good, you have a lot of good pictures of you working out.
And Craig, everybody knows that you enjoy doing t-shirts, bro. Everybody. In and out knows. Everybody knows, bro.
Yeah, right? In and out shirt, dude. That's one of my favorites. But I remember I love that one.
Classics, man.
Yeah. So I took the picture he had, and then I made it black because it was a greenish shirt. It's a really cool McCoy medical shirt. And then I've just blacked it and then it reversed that logo and put it on. And I'm like, ooh, that's cool. Man. And when I did it, I was like, I want that shirt.
Yeah. You can have it very soon.
Oh, right on. That's awesome. For those of you that don't know, Tom McCoy, most importantly, is a former member of Diablo CrossFit, and he moved away.
Most importantly.
Most importantly. Most
significantly. First things first.
Yeah. And then he's also an MD. And what is cool is his practice has been dedicated to curing chronic disease, in a sense, if you will, through CrossFit and through fitness and through proper nutrition. And he's had a lot of exposure to CrossFit, has been on call for a lot of things for CrossFit and helped him out with building the CrossFit. It was the CrossFit health program. What was the CrossFit health program that provided medical care for people where they could do the full analysis, the full healthcare, nutrition and fitness analysis. And then you could get prescribed to you kind of a lifestyle and feedback on like supplements you should be taking, exercises you should be doing, and then acting as kind of a additional consult to your primary care physician. He helped build that program. And then he went back, moved out, back out to Ohio, where his family's from. Opened an affiliate, right?
No, joined one. Yeah. Okay. So my co-founder of McCoy Medical and of the Medical Society, she's a 10-year affiliate owner. Well, it's in our ninth. This will be the 10th year. And then I jumped on like a year or two ago. So she's an OG. You met Jen before. I think you met her at the games a couple of years ago.
That's right. And now he's helping CrossFit build a network of doctors. Kind of taking an idea that came from Greg Glassman in the back in the old Derelict Doctors Society, the DDS.
DDC.
DDC.
Yeah.
And then kind of taking that idea, which was essentially getting doctors L1s, and he gave free L1s to doctors, which is the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. We had one of our MD members.
L1s, yeah.
Yeah. We had one of our doctors go down, Charlie. And he went down, got it. And now he's in that part of that community. And so essentially taking that idea, bringing a pool of doctors and getting as many doctors as possible kind of indoctrinated into CrossFit so that when they talk to their patients, it's not so that they can essentially say, well, yeah, it's okay that you do CrossFit, though we want as many doctors as possible, not talking people out of doing CrossFit. But we also want them to think about CrossFit as a mechanism for curing chronic disease, a pathway, if you will. And as I get a sense for the medical society, that's, I think, what Tom and his team are trying to do. Did I come close?
Yeah, man, I think you're there. I mean, a couple clarifying points that I do want to throw out there. The medical society, I think that there's 25 to 30 different healthcare professionals that can join and can be listed on the directory. So it is not just for physicians. And I think that's really, really important to for everybody to know, because I think all of us have the experience of having healthcare providers of different disciplines in our affiliates who are a real value add. And depending on where you are in your healthcare journey, you know, individuals from different disciplines can really help you at certain points, right? So we wanted to be as inclusive as possible. We wanted to let everybody, you know, into the tent. And we think, you know, people are intelligent enough to look at the directories, identify someone who's in their geographic region of origin, or, you know, if you're pregnant and you want to keep CrossFitting, you can find an OB who does CrossFit, or, you know, if you need an acupuncturist or a chiro who understands our philosophy and our methodology, like all of it's there, right? So I think that is a really important point. And then two, just for clarification purposes, I am a DO, not an MD. So a little bit of a clarification there, just so we're all on the same page. Thank
you. I'll change the cover sheet.
Yeah, it's all good. And you know, we can talk about this as we get into the society and all the benefits and what we're trying to do in creating this health ecosystem, because it really is built by CrossFitters for CrossFitters. And that includes healthcare providers who are CrossFitters, affiliates, owners and coaches, and the community as a whole.
How long have you been CrossFitting personally?
Man, I was late to the game. I actually looked back as I was trying to clarify in my brain what it was. I think it was 15 or 16. So
okay. And you have you competed as a masters in the at the level beyond the open?
No, because all my friends aren't over 40 yet. So I end up having to do the open fucking RX divisions every time I compete, which is bullshit, by the way. Total bullshit. So I, you know, we were just down with Dale and did the gauntlet a couple of weeks ago, and we had to do the second open division. But luckily most of my friends are really fit, so they can cover up my age flaws. Yeah. But no, you know, I didn't really do that before I got kind of ingrained into this community in Northeast Ohio, and it's an awesome masters affiliate, and we got a lot of really fit people, and we all compete pretty regularly. So I'd say probably 3 or 4 times a year we're doing different events at least.
That's cool. Really? That's
fantastic. Yeah.
How was the gauntlet?
Really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun, dude. Yeah, it Jen couldn't go this year. So Ricky, who lives down in Portsmouth, if you saw Small Town Strong.
Yeah.
Ricky is Mo's, who's featured, who's Dale's kind of right-hand woman in the movie, Mo's husband. So I've known him for years. So it was me and Ricky, and then I brought a couple of ringers from Nashville with me, and we got after it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's PSKC CrossFit.
PSKC, yep.
Yeah, PFKC, which is... Dale
Portsmouth, and Portsmouth Spartan Kettlebell Club.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And Dale King, who runs that operation and then has helped with reducing or fighting the opioid epidemic in Ground Zero, is really remarkable. But we saw that. I watched Small Town Strong. I knew about the gauntlet beforehand, which is it's a 2-day competition, right?
No, it's just one.
Yeah. One full day.
It's one, but it's 4 events back to back, and then the finals 5. So usually we'll get maybe 5 minutes in between each.
Oh, wow.
So it's nonstop. Yeah.
Jamie watched it. I watched it and the Small Town Strong documentary, which I'd highly advise everyone to do. It's a very powerful movie. Tells the story of the opioid epidemic. In a very personal way, with some really, I don't want to spoil it, with some really startling consequences. And in it, though, it's kind of built around the gauntlet competition that he does every year, which is just crazy ass competition. But the kind that CrossFitters is really endearing to CrossFitters, because they just do hard stuff and unique stuff. And this year I saw he had the toss over the barrier. And he I really liked what he did with the stacks of pallets. He took stacks of pallets and tied them together as a way, as something to climb up on.
Well, and there's a method to his madness there, because then we take those pallets and put them onto trucks and drive them across the border to Kentucky, and we set them all on fire. So
really?
It's not on completely fire. Altruistic. Yeah. Oh yeah, man. You got to come down, brother. It's a good time, man. It's
as CrossFit as it gets. He did kayaks, the kayak carry 1 year. Last year.
That one was really crazy.
And he sells, the competition sells out, and it's fantastic. It's just a really cool CrossFit event.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. And just a couple of points about Dale and what he's doing, right? I mean, he, you know, is a decorated veteran. First and foremost, and returned to his hometown when it was at the peak of the pill mill opioid epidemic, and it was just completely devastated. And essentially developed a program where he was able to partner with the Counseling Center, which is the recovery program in the county there, and happens to be located in Portsmouth, where they integrated a CrossFit gym into the counseling center and use CrossFit as part of the substance use disorder treatment program in Portsmouth. And it's been really successful. Ultimately, then giving a lot of those individuals who go through the program the opportunity to work for him in one of his multitude of businesses, which he has quite a few. He's a very successful entrepreneur, either at Doc Spartan or at the affiliate, or at Doc Spartan Solutions. And there, you know, I've gotten to know Dale and Sarah and Mo and Andrew and everybody down there really, really well over the last few years. And they're some of my best friends in the world. And I do not miss a chance to go down there because, you know, CrossFit is, you know, to me, what sets us apart from anybody else in this industry is the sense of community and what we do for each other and how we lift each other up and how we use the methodology to address kind of unique societal problems that we face. And Dale is doing that in a very, very special way where there are not a lot of effective solutions for substance use disorder across the nation right now. And just so people know, he helps instruct individuals on how to kind of employ what he calls the Portsmouth method in their own communities, right? And it doesn't even necessarily have to be just for substance use disorder, but this concept of partnering, right, with other potential nonprofits or tapping into other funding resources, be it at the kind of local, state, board of supervisors level to fund programming in your affiliate, is a fantastic one. And you can really apply that methodology to whatever the need is in your own community, which is what affiliates do anyway, right? And so we're all unique. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in learning more, especially after you watch the film, to reach out to Dale, go down, take the Portsmouth Method course, really learn how to do this, and then you can take it back to your own affiliate and communities.
First, I'm going to cut that snippet there where you described what the power of CrossFit is and what, you know, what CrossFit has the ability to do and what it means in terms of, and what it means to the people that are participating in it. Really, it has this really unique power to change lives through the community that it enables. But the second part regarding Dale, and I think the really cool thing about Dale, yes, he is using CrossFit. He's working directly with a rehabilitation center. You know, walked right in, and so we have a possible solution. But one step further, this is the really cool part. Created a company, Doc Spartan, which has been a sponsor of this podcast, and we don't collect it. We don't collect any money from Dale anymore. He's just he paid us initially at first. I'm like, okay,
kind of against our own will.
Yeah. When we get a substantial audience, when we get a substantial audience, then maybe I'll ask for money, but he needs to keep it. I want to give that company visibility. One, I love the products.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's created a company of natural remedy products. One and the combat ready, ointment is unbelievable. I use it. Yeah. I use it for everything.
Yep. Me too. It's great stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But he created a company and then hires the folks that he's got going through his program and puts them as employees in the company. So he gives them a career, something meaningful. And this isn't just a company that's funded that is losing money. This is a company. He's making money. This is a profitable company. He's introducing new products, really cool products.
Yep.
And so he's created like this whole process of using CrossFit, getting people in touch with their physical selves, using CrossFit Hill, the power of the community to bring people together and give them a place and a family, a competition event once a year where they can aspire to something great and have a lot of fun doing it and inspire others. And then a job, a meaningful job, part of a company. It's really,
it's bringing a lot of purpose into people's lives.
He's an okay dude. Yeah. That's for sure.
He's all right. He's all right. No, I mean, but to your point, I mean, there's so much there, right? Because not only do they work in the company, a lot of them, like Sarah, right, who's featured in the film, right, go on to get their L1s and they become coaches. And so now she's coaching at the clinic where she went through as a patient, right? Yeah. I mean, talk about full circle and talk about the buy-in that that gives new people who are coming in to say, well, shit, if she can do it, I can do it, right? I mean, there's a lot there. And if you've done any work, right, in substance use disorder or in programs and how they work, like that piece of when someone finishes and, you know, then they move from, you know, an inpatient or a transitional, like back to the street, and they have to choose, you know, do I go back home, right, where that peer group was, who's potentially a negative influence and can undermine the steps that I've made. But what he's given, to your point, Craig, is an opportunity for them to step in and continue to develop in this new community so they don't have to go back to where they were, which makes it infinitely harder, right, to stay clean. And that piece is missing from so many recovery programs where you give people an actual shot, a shot at employment, a shot to make a paycheck, to establish credit, right? All of that shit, right? It's all so important. And so he's really done amazing work there, and it's comprehensive, right? That's what makes it different.
Are you okay if we stay on this topic a little bit?
Yeah, man. No, it's near and dear to the heart, man, for sure.
Because I'm really interested in, is someone that is, you know, a doctor and is healing people, the opioid epidemic has hit our neighborhood hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're 15 miles away from San Francisco.
Yep.
And it's homelessness and coupled with, you know, an opioid addiction, which includes actually, you know, methamphetamines and then also, but more importantly, fentanyl. And then there's another one, I think they call it Trank, which is another one, which is a version of all of this, has made the homeless crisis almost unsolvable.
Yeah.
And there's in California spent hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, billions, billions of billions of dollars now. And this isn't political at all. It, you know, I understand the compassion. If you've, you know, I walked through the streets of San Francisco with my daughter, not too long ago. And when you see it, it's heartbreaking. Anybody that has kids knows that these were somebody's kids also at some point in time.
Yep.
And LA's problem, the problem is even worse. And we're California's victims of having really freaking, really, really nice weather. Mm-hmm. So we don't have extreme weather conditions. So it's a desirable place to be. And then you have cities that, you know, are compassionate, very compassionate. San Franciscans, Californians in general are very compassionate people. And they're, you know, very sympathetic. And they, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, uproot someone, you know, to come in, take a bulldozer and bulldoze all their shit and just put them someplace else. Like, and then you look at people like Dale that are getting that done. I'm curious as to how you think, what you think a intervention might be for some place like San Francisco or say Santa Monica or these areas where they're densely populated with opioid addicted individuals without homes.
Yeah.
Is there a compassionate solution? Is it the Portsmouth method?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, Greg, I think that the reason why it is such a challenging problem to begin to even improve is because there are so many complex roads that lead to that situation. And so, you know, the underlying current of mental health disorders in the homeless population in California is enormous. And to think that you can give someone, you know, a room to stay in and a stipend and not the support through counseling and a social network and, you know, access to, you know, a peer group and a tribe to help someone heal over time, you know, it's a non-starter. It's not going to happen. Right. And everybody has come to that situation, I think, with a unique history, right? Their narrative, their story is their own. And, you know, this is one of the things for me, it's like when you step back and look at that whole problem, it is so overwhelming because the numbers are just jaw dropping, right?
Yeah, they are.
And I think when you look at what Dale has done, and I take this philosophy too, right? Because it's very easy when you think about the scale of what we're dealing with and whether it's homelessness or metabolic dysfunction, right? Or cancer, like all of these things, right? The scale can just have you throw your hands up and say, yes, screw it, I'm not going to do anything. But I think, right, where our power is as communities and as affiliates and where we're so effective and when these types of programs work are when we lift one person up at a time. And it's the same thing with a medical society and how I view this, right, is that these movements, when there's going to be real change, are grassroots and they're done at the community level so that there is support and accountability for small groups of individuals. And I think relying or thinking that the state or the federal government is going to come up with some utopian solution that's going to address the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of homeless people that we have in California or across the country is a pipe dream, right? But we can't let the enormity of the problem keep us from getting up in the morning, looking at our own community and figuring how we can start to help that one person who's in front of us, right? And that's the challenge that each of us needs to take on.
How do I vote for you?
that was brilliantly said. At one point you sounded a lot like Athena. You know Perez.
I know Athena.
Who approaches obesity, especially morbid obesity, with this, and sat in front of all of us trainers and said kind of the same thing, that everyone's arrived at that point coming from different destinations,
so many different
things,
right, that are rooted in all, maybe a lot of it's rooted in trauma, some emotional trauma, physical trauma, you know, terrible life experiences, no support structure, no family support structure, no parents in the picture, all of those things. They arrived at that destination in a different path. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the solution might be a little bit different for each person, but it's getting to understand what that fixing the source of the problem first.
Yeah.
And you can only do that one person at a time.
Yeah. Well, and universally, right, no matter what that person is bringing to the table with a history, like they need empathy and they need a community to belong to. They need a community who cares about them and will hold them accountable for the commitments that they make and reach out to them and call them out when they don't keep that, right? All of us need that. It's the same for everybody. And that is the beauty that CrossFit offers, right? We can do that on a community level for individuals, but you multiply that by the 13,000 affiliates we have around the world, you can start to make a dent, real serious dent in a lot of the major problems that we have. And that's what we already do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Someone posted, I think it was Nicole Carroll, but I think CrossFit Training posted it too, was a level 3, a red shirt standing in front of a group of people that were in a, it was a level 2 cert because it was affiliate owners in there. And he said, forgive me for not knowing the coach's name, but he said to everybody, how many people here know someone that's lost 50 pounds? Mm-hmm. And the group of hand, the hands in the room were,
there's a lot of people.
And he said, how many people here have, are no CrossFit Games athletes? And there's zero hands.
You can't do that at Diablo, though. It doesn't work.
I know. It
doesn't work. You can do both.
What I was struck with was, you think about all of those people that have lost 50 pounds. And all of those people have friends, family,
and workmates, you know, and all of those people that are around them also noticed.
Yeah.
Right. So you got a group of affiliate owners that have said they know multiple people that have lost 50 pounds. So now let's figure out how many people that is, right? So say, you know, it's a, say total, it's like 100 people have lost 50 pounds just in that, from that one seminar, 100 people they can come up with. Those 100 people know tens of people, or if not more, mm-hmm. each, that have seen that change and then will ask, or, you know, hey, what are you doing?
Just how'd be you, curious.
Yeah. How'd you do that? Yeah. And that's how the brand of CrossFit is spread. That's how the energy spread. And then someone, maybe one person, each person lost 50 pounds, each person lost 50 pounds influences one person to do the same. Like, it just starts to grow exponentially.
Well, and you compare and contrast that. Compare and contrast that to what happens in the typical healthcare setting these days, mm-hmm. right? Where you're 50 pounds overweight and you go in to see your primary care provider, they tell you to, you know, exercise more and eat better, and, you know, usher you out the door quickly and tell you good luck.
Yeah.
You know, how successful do you think people can be when they this is new to them, right? They don't have any frame of reference. They don't really understand what energy balance is, or eating better is, or what to take out, or what to add, or how to start moving, or where to begin, or how to do it safely. And this is what makes CrossFit, right, such a unique prescriptive remedy, is it really encapsulates all of the lifestyle factors that we as a healthcare profession, you know, recommend first line, but just pay lip service to, because we don't tell people how to do it. Mm-hmm. But essentially, by creating, right, this referral network, which is something that we want to do, you can essentially put people into an environment where they're building more metabolically active tissue and lean muscle, right? They're improving their cardiovascular function and VO2 because we do high intensity interval work. They're improving bone mineral density and decreasing osteopenia and osteoporosis. They're addressing dysfunctional brain pathways that, you know, contribute to ongoing substance use disorder and depression and anxiety. These are all the things that we deal with, right, as a primary care healthcare system, but are for the most part pretty terrible at addressing. So the ability to plug somebody into a true kind of lifestyle concepts approach that is effective and has structure and a support network and is everywhere. You know, now it's just about connecting the dots, which is a lot of what the medical society is about for us.
The, you know, as with drugs, there's side effects. Mm. And one of the side effects of someone that uses CrossFit as medicine is that after they take that drug, they can't shut the fuck up about CrossFit.
Kool-Aid. Great marketing strategy.
And they tell everybody. You think about this, contrast this with someone that goes in and takes an Ozempic or a Wegovy or any one of the other the
GLP-1.
GLP-1 mm-hmm. agonist. Mm-hmm. You take one of those. You don't want nobody to know.
You're not talking about it.
It's a secret, man. And then, you know, they speculate online, you know, is that it? Is that person taking that? Is that person that?
Yeah.
If it's CrossFit, let me tell you what, you won't get that person to shut up. They're going to tell everybody, which is great. That's what you want. Like, hey, no, I'm doing CrossFit. It's CrossFit. It's awesome. Have I told you about CrossFit?
This is such a unique turning point right now, I think, in this entire industry and this intersection of healthcare and what's happening in the fitness space right now.
Yeah.
Because if you paid attention to what Equinox is doing, and the venture cap that they've raised, like I just saw an article the other day, I think that they've raised $54 million, right? Yeah. They haven't even rolled anything out yet, to kind of integrate, you know, lab tests and medications into the fitness. And they're charging like thousands of dollars a month or something, you know, for a visit, maybe one follow-up lab panel or something. I don't know all the details. You know, my approach and philosophy, and I think the CrossFit philosophy, which fits with our ethos, is that we want to return autonomy to the individual. Mm-hmm. We want to make people less dependent on big pharma and a dysfunctional sick care system. and make them kind of informed captains of their healthcare ship, right? Now, this is not to say that medications and supplements can't play an important role, right, for people who really need them.
Yes.
But the devil is in the details with this. And if you aren't combining an appropriate resistance training protocol when you go on to, you know, a GLP-1 or another form of weight loss medication, and you lose a disproportionate amount of lean muscle mass, and then you come off of that and you haven't learned how to be independent or to modulate your diet or how to train appropriately, this is the reason why people yo-yo and they gain more weight back, because you've lost that metabolically active tissue and you haven't educated them in the process, mm-hmm. right? So I think CrossFit has a very unique opportunity here to educate individuals on how to do things the right way and to make them more autonomous and independent over time, right? Which I think should be everybody's goal.
Mm-hmm. Those are good stories to tell. Especially now, we're finding, and I don't know if other CrossFit affiliates are. I think certainly if you look at a demographic chart of the United States, obviously we had the largest percentage of our population now is over 40 years old. Mm. It's just straight demographics, and so we have our population within Diablo is on average probably, Jamie, what would you say it is?
42 plus.
And as you get an aging population, you get people that are more concerned about these things, right? Mm-hmm. Their blood markers, their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels, mm-hmm. their body fat composition. All of those things are important to them.
Yeah,
more important than when we were kids, or when we I say kids, but when we were in our 20s and 30s.
Physique type look. It's how is the internal part of my body working?
Yeah. And CrossFit, we've had people that have come in and said, hey, I don't know. I no longer need to take my blood pressure medication.
Oh, so many stories.
Right. My doctor, I'm no longer pre-diabetic. We've had a couple of people like that in the last couple months.
100%.
Come in and said that. And it's a major like accomplishment. They're super proud. The first person, they probably tell their family first, but then they come in, they want to tell their coach at CrossFit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I think for so long, Craig, that the thinking, I think both in the healthcare system and in society is it's really a one-way street, right? It's like you're pre-diabetic, then you become diabetic, you're on medications, eventually you're going to take insulin. And it's like, that's the trajectory, right? And that is so far from the truth. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is that CrossFit is, from a lifestyle concept standpoint, it is a perfect intervention to address insulin resistance, visceral adiposity, all the things that drive metabolic dysfunction, build lean body mass, that metabolically active tissue to reverse those things, right? And so that's really what we should be leading with.
Do you think that doctors are just burned out by the over? I mean, they're basically the guys on the front lines that are just getting hit with, high AC1 with, high blood pressure, high obesity, all of these things are getting boom, 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 chronic disease after chronic disease, And they don't see people changing. And do you think the doctors or is it the doctors are being influenced by the pharmaceutical companies to just, kind of keep this going?
Craig, what it is that we as a society get what we pay for. And money is generated in our healthcare system as it stands in the United States today from prescriptions and procedures and hospitalizations, all of which you only need if you are sick. And so when you look at the reimbursement models on preventative healthcare counseling and what a primary care physician has to do on a day in, day out basis to keep the lights on, to pay their staff, to pay the 3 to 4 people that they have to employ just to manage billing and submitting claims to insurance, which don't let's not get started on that. There will be a time and a place for that discussion. But the reimbursement for preventative healthcare and actually spending time with someone to educate them on this is not there. So a primary care physician has to turn 20, 30, plus patients a day just to pay the bills, and they're not making a lot of money, right? And so there is not the room to have those discussions, or nor are they incentivized to have them, right? And that is a reflection of the system as we have designed it, right? Because the people who make the reimbursement codes and have all the lobbying power in Washington are the specialists for the most part, right? And the pharmaceutical companies, right? They don't want you to be less dependent on those things. This is why I think we can serve such an important service to our communities, is because we value and we preach and we do the things that cultivate health, right? This is why you want to return kind of the health home to where health is created, which in many communities is in the affiliate, right? It's not in the doctor's office.
It's like we're operating completely separate from the healthcare industry, which is sad.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
Doesn't have to be that. That's what we're trying to change.
Yeah. How can the affiliates help you bring more people into the CrossFit Medical Society?
Yeah. I think we should talk a little bit just about the overall vision of the society, kind of what it's structured, and you know, the value that we hope to bring to affiliates and members. First of all, it's open to anybody. So if you do CrossFit and you have a CrossFit ID, belong to an affiliate, you can join, right? So if you're just a CrossFitter or if you're an affiliate owner or a coach, it is free. Okay. So there's really no downside. When you think about the three buckets of people that we're trying to engage and bring together, we have healthcare providers, owners and coaches, and members, right? For CrossFitters and the population in the community at large, they can join, they will get access to the monthly newsletter, and they get free access to the directories, right? So they can look and search for a healthcare provider, be it a doctor or somebody else, another discipline, by geographic region of origin or by discipline or subspecialty, right? And it's a pretty cool interface, so I'd encourage everybody to go check that out. For healthcare providers, right, they have the opportunity to join. They get included with their membership free continuing medical education, which is a really big deal. Like, we have to have that to keep our licensure. But to be listed on the directories as a healthcare provider, no matter what kind you are, you have to be credentialed or licensed, and you have to have a CrossFit credential. Mm-hmm. So you have to have an L1, an L2, L3, L4. Or an MDL1 L2, the online works, or an HCP fundamentals course, right? So everybody on those directories is a certified healthcare provider for the physicians. They're licensed and in good standing. It lists all the states that they practice in, and they have a CrossFit credential, which is pretty darn cool. Now, for affiliate owners and coaches, the vision here is to really make the CrossFit affiliate the health home of the future. And you know, the essence of a health home is someone where is a place where somebody can go and know that they're going to have resources for education around preventative healthcare counseling, and the most important things to do to become and to stay healthy. The vision from HQ over time is to develop kind of education materials and curriculum for affiliate owners and coaches who really want to understand and do a deeper dive into the science behind why CrossFit is so effective. Ultimately, enabling them to be a trusted referral center for healthcare providers in the community to send patients who are suffering from chronic diseases, be that insulin resistance or prediabetes or diabetes or sarcopenia or osteopenia or depression or anxiety. And those community providers, as the message spreads, and will know that there's an individual or individuals at this affiliate who have had additional training and working with people with chronic disease. And you can develop a communication system where they come in, they have an onboarding meeting, you know, they move into class, you're monitoring metrics, there can be communication between you and the physician if they want it, and we're off and running, right? And for us, that's bringing more people into the affiliate who need CrossFit the most, who right now may only be seeing the games on TV and have no understanding of how CrossFit can help them, right?
That's right. Yep.
So ideally, by creating this ecosystem, we can, you know, share best practices between healthcare providers on how to really utilize this methodology to help our patients. We can give CrossFitters, the community, access to providers who really understand and appreciate what CrossFit does from a health standpoint for them, and increase the value for affiliate owners and coaches of kind of being a true health home and bring more people into the affiliates over time. There's a lot of other really, really exciting things that honestly I'm more pumped about than anything that I don't want to talk too much about just because they're in development. But I think the unique part about what we're trying to do is that, you know, both Jen and I are affiliate owners as well, right? So we understand the pain points. You know, we appreciate kind of the intricacies and what goes into running an affiliate day in, day out. And, you know, some people, you know, have limited degrees of bandwidth. You know, an affiliate owner who's been there for 1 year is different than 5 years, is different than a decade, right? And so ultimately we want to do things that are going to, you know, improve the bottom line, bring more value, and bring more satisfaction on what we do on a daily basis.
There's a strong sense of pride when I see something like that. And it makes me feel really good about what I'm doing as an affiliate owner to know that this is there, and certainly want to help do it. Want to help grow it, and make sure that it reaches as many people as possible. I want to introduce my community to it as well, just so they'll know that it's there. We have quite a few doctors. I know, you know, we have a bunch of doctors here that are going to instantly want to be a part of this, and chiropractors as well too.
100%, man. And that's the thing too with this is that, you know, we wanted to let the CrossFit ethos shine through. Like, cause you know, we have clinics integrated into our affiliates here in Ohio and down in Nashville, right? Like this is what we've been doing. You know, Jen and I have been doing for years through McCoy Medical. What we do is not going to be the same for, you know, what they do in other parts of Ohio and other parts around the country, right? But when you start to share the stories, and let me tell you, the stuff that we have lined up for the newsletter and the people who have been reaching out and telling us about the work that they're doing all around the world, leveraging CrossFit. Like I've been messaging with a surgeon in Spain who's telling me how they're using CrossFit in an inpatient setting, pre-surgical interventions for surgery to improve lean body mass, to improve outcomes. She just sent me a research paper that they published. I haven't even read yet. I mean, the stuff is unbelievable, right?
Awesome.
And so the key here is that we start having a shared venue to share these stories. And so that can start triggering the thought process, because what a health home looks like in each community is going to be completely unique. And it's going to be a reflection of what the community needs at that time. And it can change over time, right? Mm-hmm. So we just really want to provide the ecosystem for that cross-pollination to take place. And then CrossFit can do what CrossFit does, which is great minds come together, the cream rises to the top. There's unique, you know, solutions to very complex problems, and it's effective, right? Because the core methodology of what we do is extremely sound.
Super powerful. I'm excited. We have I have two chiropractors in here that are in here a lot.
Yeah.
They have both built very successful businesses on their own, but then now if you go get chiropractic care at either one of their offices, chances are you're going to run into somebody else from Diablo. Yep.
Yeah.
And you remember Dr. Maury, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And
what's great about her is when she knows CrossFit and people will go, and my members are going to her because she knows and does CrossFit.
100%.
And she understands that, you know, that how to make the recommendations to keep them moving, like not take away what is so crucial to their overall health,
100%,
and get them to work around it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a two-way, street, Craig.
Yeah.
It's the person who's going to see them who feels awesome because that provider understands their commitment to CrossFit and what it's doing for them, not just on a physical level, but on an emotional level too. Yeah. And I can tell you the difference from a provider standpoint when I'm working with a patient or a community member who does CrossFit and understands the importance of hard work and commitment and challenging themselves and continuing to go into the affiliate and move, even when they have an injury or they're doing something else, even just to do their rehab exercises because they're around their supportive community and what happens. Like that is hugely impactful, right? Because there's a shared philosophical understanding. Right. That we come to the table with, right. As CrossFit, it's that secret handshake. Right.
Yeah.
And that really sets the framework for how we can agree on what the treatment plan is going to be going forward. And it's much more effective, right. Because the member isn't swimming upstream, having to hide the fact that they're going to keep doing something that the provider is telling them not to do. Mm-hmm. And as a provider, when I see somebody who doesn't understand or appreciate the value of fitness the way CrossFitters do, and I have 7 minutes to talk to you, like talk about an uphill battle, right? Yeah. So we have the chance and the opportunity here to lift each other up.
The kind of like what we talked about with the opioid epidemic, this happens kind of one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's one affiliate at a time. Building a network like this may seem overwhelming. There's no way that in my small town that you're going to, you know, some doctor is going to be a part of this program. It starts with one person.
Start locally.
Start locally. You sign up yourself as an affiliate. Then you encourage the physicians, the nurses, the chiropractors, anybody else in the health services. So you have 24 different professions, you said, that are?
I think it's 26.
26.
And as people come to us and they aren't on there, like, you know, we're happy to consider it and add them if it's appropriate,
yeah.
Right? Like we started with the ones for the most part that can establish clinical relationship with people, and have a care relationship. But, you know, for us, you know, and all of those 26 have an opportunity to sit on grand rounds, right? And to learn what's going on each month. The layout here is really cool, right? So any of those groups will have the opportunity to, one, be featured in the newsletter. And so the first week of the month, the newsletter will come out. And then the third week of the month, grand rounds are held. And so that same provider, be they a physician or another allied healthcare provider who does the newsletter article for that month, will then have the opportunity to lead grand rounds. And they'll do a clinical case discussion presentation about an individual that they're working with so that we all have the opportunity to come together and learn from what everyone else is doing.
If you're an affiliate, again, this is one of these things where you wait around for CrossFit to do it for you.
Yeah.
We, you know, that never served us ever. It never served Diablo ever waiting around for CrossFit to do it. And there's, you know, 15 years of nothing coming my way. I depended upon myself, and that's not a knock on CrossFit.
No,
it's CrossFit. It's CrossFit way. You help yourself, you reach out to other people and they'll freaking all help you.
Yeah.
But you gotta contribute to it. You gotta lead the way. And so I would say, affiliate owners, you want this to work. You want a lot of providers in your area.
Take the initiative.
Get them, get a few in your community, get a couple more, tell them to tell other people to be a part of this. And that's how this thing grows. That was someone in your office. How cool would be affiliates to say they have 10 to 12 providers? That instantly, I read that and I was like, okay, I'm going to try for 10 to 12.
I know you want to be at the top.
And then this would be kind of cool too. Just to kind of,
providers list their home affiliate.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Instantly, I was like, oh shit, new goal.
Yeah.
We got some really cool stuff going that I think is really in line with the CrossFit kind of mindset and methodology from a health standpoint. That over the next 6 months, I could not be more excited. I think it's going to increase access to health knowledge, potentially really make a big improvement in people's bottom line financially, and provide everybody the opportunity to kind of monitor and track their health ongoing. There's some really, really neat stuff. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I think so. Just thinking outside a box a little bit, because I do know that CrossFit is thinking of these kinds of things. And what if, you know, my client that comes in and works out and exercises here, they, all of their workouts, pretty much that's probably, we probably have 80% compliance and maybe 90% compliance on SugarWad, log their workouts on SugarWad. And we can go in and we can look, I can look at how many times they worked out in a week. I can certainly pull that attendance information off MindBody. But I can tell you how many, what workouts they did. I can tell you what, probably what their squat strength is. I can tell you what their bench press strength is.
You could also see the trend of how it's been improving.
Yeah, you can see trends. I've got all of that data on my clients.
Yep.
And I think the next kind of level for CrossFit, and we can start this manually, certainly with, you know, the, with the medical society and letting clients know that that data is available and you can show that data. You can go on your one, you can show that data to your doctor, but to have this combination or have this kind of partnership together where we, you know, we show the results that this individual's made. I can even tie it to an in-body machine that I got here and show you the body fat percentage change, body composition change. As well, when you put all of those components together, this thing starts to look really, really powerful and engaging. And not only that, it's another hook in the client to keep them here longer. They're less likely to leave if they know they're making progress and can see it visually and get confirmation from a medical professional to say, you're doing all the right things.
Now is it not, only where they do their fitness, right? But it's also becomes their health home, right? It may be where they see their maybe where they get their, because that's where health is created, right? But to your point, once you know we start to grow more and get critical mass, we have a lot of power and leverage as a group because we are so big and we have so many brick and mortars, and you can really start to leverage that potential to improve a lot of different things from a financial standpoint and demand better things for us as a community and raise everybody's boat, which is,
if you're an affiliate owner and you're talking to someone and you're doing a tour, and this is probably going to be part of our tour discussion when we, we introduce new people and we tell you about, you know, we tell them about CrossFit. We always do that. We tell them about Diablo, what we do here, how, you know, how class work, how structure works. And by the way, you know, let me tell you about the CrossFit Medical Society and how we've got professionals from around the world as part of an organization that knows and understands the CrossFit methodology and the benefits to human performance and human health. And someone that you can consult with or see or visit, and maybe even in your, hopefully in your provider network as we grow, to help you improve your overall health as well. Like a group of licensed medical professionals. That's part of the CrossFit organization. That's just
validation.
It's
here within a couple of weeks, right? Individuals should be able to go to the Medical Society website. And just as we talk about the impact and the importance of improving biomarkers on the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum, right? Whether it's your lipids or blood pressure or ApoB or knowing what your Lp(a) is or your inflammatory markers, people have the ability to go on and get those lab tests at the least expensive price point possible. Right. Because
that's crucial.
We're very fortunate that we have really good relationships and there's strength in numbers for us. Right. Yeah. So you can go on there. Right. And that this becomes another, you know, selling point for CrossFit. Right? Somebody comes in, it's like, not only can you do that, oh, you haven't ever checked your labs. Right. You don't know what your cholesterol is or what your CRP is, or you're concerned about your hormones. You can get a comprehensive panel to look at that. You can take that to your doctor that you see now. Maybe they'll know what to tell you about it. They probably won't. Or you can go to the directory, right? And you can find somebody to help you interpret those and come up with a game plan. And if that's it, that's it. Right. But, you know, the understanding that all of us at least should look under the hood every once in a while, make sure there's the stuff we don't know, we don't know. Cause I mean, I work with a lot of CrossFitters, man. And we can look really fit on the outside. But sometimes things aren't quite as prim and proper on the inside.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And so just making sure that everybody has the accessibility and the opportunity to do that if they want to, I think is important.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, what's funny is that, well, that's not funny. It's kind of sad is that there's been this, this kind of barrier that's been put up to look and go get that data for yourself. You can't even get it in most places. You have to get a doctor to give you permission to get that information and to order the blood work. You can't even get blood work under. You can't even look under your own hood.
No. And this goes back to what we're talking about, right? Like, we all have the right to health self-determination.
Yeah.
Right. Like I want you to be an informed decision maker. I ultimately may not agree with what you're going to do, right? Or your philosophy or approach, but I'm going to make sure everything is on the table and you at least understand all the pieces that go into the decision that you're making. Mm-hmm. And all of us should have the ability or the opportunity to get that data for ourselves and then access to be able to talk with somebody to help us interpret it, right? Because that's the big issue in the space right now. It's not access to data or information. It's what the hell do I do with all of this too, right? People are just inundated and they're confused. I mean, you know, nutritionally is just, it's its own, you know, religiosity fervor. It's just insane. Right. And the answer is different for everybody. And so cultivating, you know, a healthcare team that can help you make those decisions, or at least have you make informed decisions, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. 100%. This is exciting, man. And I'm super thrilled that you're doing. I'm glad that you're the man that's kind of helped leading the charge. And you and Jen we're grateful that you're doing it. This guy knows CrossFit inside and out, and he will kick your ass in a workout. And he will.
Well, that's what you want. Is you want your doctor to be able to whip your butt?
Yeah, you kind of do, right? It's like, all right.
Practice what you preach.
All right, I'll pull down my pants for this guy.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I do want to say though, Craig, that, you know, this, we've been talking about this for, you know, since 2016 or since 2017, since Greg started CrossFit Health. Mm-hmm. The fact that this happened now is that we were fortunate enough to have, you know, people at CrossFit HQ who understand, you know, how vital this is, especially at this point, and what's happening in our society, from a health standpoint, for us to leverage our collective power, because we have so many healthcare professionals who work out in the affiliates. But it is really important that the manifestation of what's happened now, right, is a product of all of the work that everybody has done over the years to make this happen. Right. It would not be here without everything else that everybody has put into this and kind of, you know, kept pushing it forward. So,
I do know. I've seen a lot of those players for a long time because I did go to a lot of the DDC meetings. Mm-hmm. And know that this is something they've been working for a long time. So I'm pleased to see CrossFit following through.
Yeah. Yep. Me too.
Dale King, I think, was listening or is listening now. He had he had an important question for you.
Oh, boy.
He was concerned about conflict of interest, I think.
Oh, yeah?
How much were you reimbursed for your medical expertise in the award-winning film Small Town Strong?
Listen, man, I told that D-bag that the only thing I wanted was free deodorant, and he still won't give it to me. Still won't give it to me. Unbelievable.
You know what's funny is one of the things I noticed, because we showed it in our gym. We did a movie night. We showed it in our gym. And but he can't shoot with a damn worth a damn though. He said you can't shoot worth a damn either.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. He's not wrong.
Go ahead. So I know one thing I noticed when we pulled it up, we opened up the Small Town Strong, you pulled the documentary and it's the blue background, and everything else. I'm like, I recognize that silhouette. So he did give you kind of like some credit in the form of the silhouette for Small Town Strong of a guy holding a kettlebell overhead.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what though, man, that whole thing, like, it's the most CrossFit story in the world. Yeah. Right. Like, I met them doing a competition down there.
Oh, is that right? Where you met him? Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100%. And we went out afterwards and I was talking with Chase and we ended up sitting at the bar together and talking about it. And he told me what he was working on. And I was like, man, you know, they kind of hit this point to where they were starting to dive into the sign. I'm like, hey, dude, if you need help, like, I'm happy to help you out with that. And then, you know, yada, 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 here we are. Just, it's really, really cool, right?
It really is. He's an inspiration to a lot of people. And just so likable, so lovable. And then you wonder how the hell he has all that time to do all of the stuff he's doing.
He's a good delegator.
Yeah, that's good. Helpful. Yeah. Good for him. I'm terrible at it.
Don't think he works that hard.
Yeah. Good for him. Oh, that's the best right there. Strong as shit though, too. He just posts these videos.
Yeah, he's, man.
Dude, damn.
He's putting in the work, bro.
Oh, he's yeah. He's standing in front of you in front of us. If he's in front of you in Starbucks, there's no way you're guessing he's got that deadlift.
Well, he's farm fit now, man. He's out there with the tractor and doing all that stuff outside. So he's getting that farmer strength, and you can't miss that, dude.
If you do not have combat ready ointment, you should have that and have it in your house. This stuff is outstanding. Scrapes, bruises, just even I use it. Yeah. You know, I use it for tattoo stuff.
Tattoos, 100%.
Everything. You can use it as hair gel. Swear to God, you can use it as hair gel. It's outstanding. Yep. The stuff's like miracle juice. And he's really got sunscreen now. Yeah. I use his underarm stuff.
Yeah, the deodorant's great. No aluminum, no preservatives or anything. So if you got sensitive, if you're a delicate flower like me, the stuff's fantastic and it's really good.
Yeah, he is as he said, a master delegator. That's his title. All right on, Tom. Well, listen, thanks for being on. This has been an awesome discussion. Really enjoy having you. Always good to see you.
Really good to see you guys, man. I miss you guys. And next time we're in the neck of the woods, we'll drop in there and spill some sweat together for sure.
Yes, please. Love to have you. This guy's A1 dude, hell of an athlete and doing an amazing thing. Please, affiliate owners, when you watch this, if you watch this, just go on, log on to
go check out the
CrossFitMedicalSociety.com. Real easy.
Sign up. It's free. We just did the professional coach webinar. Yeah, coaches too. It's free for everybody. If you're a healthcare provider and you want to be listed, you get free CME, you get the grand rounds, all that action with your membership. Oh, so there's a lot of value there for everybody. And if you have questions about anything, info@CrossFitMedicalSociety.com, and we will get back to you with an answer for sure.
Watch the, if you want more information too, watch the Get With the Programming podcast with Chase and Bill.
Yep.
Really good session there. They get into a lot of the nitty gritty of the CrossFit Medical Society. It's stuff that we didn't touch on here, I hope. But that's another good session too. You'll be fully versed on what's going on. Yep. And we all need to contribute. We all need to help. Don't wait for it to come to you. Start to take action. Let's help build this thing and make it awesome.
Appreciate you guys.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right, y'all.
Cheers.